This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hails the advancement in India's space sector. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said the youth of the nation has benefited greatly by the reforms in the space sector. The Prime Minister emphasized the significance of the National Space Day celebration on 23rd of this month, marking the success of Chandrayaan 3 mission. During the program, Mr. Modi also interacted with a team from space tech startup Galaxy, which was launched by the alumni of IIT Madras. The Prime Minister said that the space ecosystem is becoming vibrant. In his latest monthly broadcast, the Prime Minister reflected on his Independence Day speech this year from Red Fort, appealing 1 lakh youth from non-political background to connect with the political system. He said it has garnered a tremendous response and a large number of youth are eagerly ready to enter politics. He asserted that entry of young stars from non-political background into politics will prove transformative for the country's future. Speaking about the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, the Prime Minister said the initiative has woven the entire country into a thread of togetherness and displayed the spirit of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat in true sense. He mentioned about Tiranga rally at Raisi in Jammu and Kashmir on the Chenab Railway Bridge, the tallest railway bridge in the world. Expressing pride, Mr. Modi said that whoever viewed these pictures, their hearts swelled with delight. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has chaired a bilateral meeting on US-India civil nuclear commerce in New Delhi. The Ministry of Science and Technology today said that the meeting highlighted the deepening cooperation between the two nations in critical areas including science, technology and clean energy. During the meeting, Dr. Singh announced that an Indian astronaut from the Gaganyaan mission is set to join the International Space Station, marking a significant milestone in Indo-US space collaboration. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today distributed certificates to 11 lakh new Lakhpati Didis during an event at Jalgaon in Maharashtra. Mr. Modi also facilitated these Lakhpati Didis who recently became Lakhpati during the third term of the NDA government. The Prime Minister also interacted with them. These Lakhpati Didis are earning more than 1 lakh rupees per month. During the program, Mr. Modi released a revolving fund, Community Investment Fund of 2,500 crore rupees, which will benefit about 48 lakh members of 4,3,000 self-help groups. The Prime Minister also released a bank loan of 5,000 crore rupees, which will benefit 25,8,000 members of more than 2,35,000 self-help groups. In West Bengal, CBI conducted searches at 15 places this morning in connection with allegations of financial irregularities in RG Kar Medical Hospital in Kolkata related to the rape and murder case of trainee doctor. A team of CBI is interrogating a former principal of the medical college, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, at his residence. Another team of CBI is questioning the new principal and the vice principal of RG Kar Medical College. Besides, other CBI teams are interrogating Professor Dr. Debashis Som, former hospital superintendent and vice principal Dr. Sanjay Vashist, and medical supplier Bipal Singh at their residences. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant declared a 48-hour nationwide state of emergency this morning after their military launched preemptive strikes against Hezbollah in Lebanon. The emergency measure, effective from this morning, aims to empower the Israeli Defense Forces to implement crucial directives, including restrictions on public gatherings and the closure of vulnerable sites. The decision comes in response to the significant escalation of hostilities and Hezbollah claiming responsibility for firing over 320 rockets and several explosive-laden drones at northern Israel. The founder and CEO of popular messaging application Telegram, Pavel Durov, was arrested at Le Bourget Airport outside Paris yesterday. French authorities have stated that Durov's arrest was made under a warrant related to offences conducted to Telegram platform. The investigation was focused on lack of moderators on Telegram that allowed criminal activity. After Durov's arrest, the Russian embassy in France is taking immediate steps to gather more information about the situation. In badminton, India's Tanvi Patri clinched the under-15 girls singles title at the Asia under-17 and under-15 junior championships at Chengdu in China today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.